Last night's resolution will give the state auditor investigating manipulation of attendance data access to all written and verbal communications between district employees or agents and the school's lawyer. The resolution was introduced and passed unanimously after a two-hour closed-door discussion in the middle of the board meeting. District Counsel Larry Braverman says he doesn't know what documents may be requested.
I can't speak to what they're looking at. You'd have to put that to the auditor. All I know is that if the auditor requests information, we have provided it without fail. There has not been a document to this date that I'm aware of that they've requested that we have not either made available to them or are in the process of making available to them.
On a vote of 4-3, the board rejected a motion by member Mike Wiles to transfer the data reporting function from the superintendent's office to the internal auditor's office. In fact, the superintendent reported her senior leadership will become more closely involved in supervising data. One of the functions of the newly created Office of Strategic Initiatives will be to clarify how data is defined and collected and who has access to it. Jean Harris says those discussions started before reports surfaced this summer that district employees manipulated attendance and enrollment figures, but that investigation did play a part.
We've been thinking about this office for over a year and planning for it. We researched it. We looked at other big districts across the country and what the best practices were and all of those. So we've really been working on that for over a year. But I think our thinking in this area was accelerated by some of the questions that have been raised.
In other action, the board agreed to pull resolutions to terminate two teachers charged with having sex in a school building during school hours. The resolutions asked that Jeffrey Poulton and Ann Fulkert be placed immediately on unpaid leave and terminated by August 21st for incidents that took place over a 9-month period. The resolutions were pulled without board action. No explanation was given. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.